April 2014 Conference Notebook. What I, the Lord, have spoken, I have spoken. Whether by mine own voice or by the voice of my servants, it is the same. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1, Verse 38. As you review the April 2014 General Conference, you can use these pages and conference notebooks in future issues to help you study and apply the recent teachings of the living prophets and apostles and other church leaders. Doctrinal Highlight: Marriage and Chastity. Recently, the First Presidency and the Quorum of the Twelve published a letter to leaders of the church across the world. In part, it read, "Changes in the civil law do not, indeed cannot, change the moral law that God has established. God expects us to uphold and keep His commandments regardless of divergent opinions or trends in society. His law of chastity is clear. Sexual relations are proper only between a man and a woman who are legally and lawfully wedded as husband and wife. As the world slips away from the Lord's law of chastity, we do not. While many governments and well-meaning individuals have redefined marriage, the Lord has not. In the very beginning, God initiated marriage between a man and a woman, Adam and Eve. He designated the purposes of marriage to go far beyond the personal satisfaction and fulfillment of adults to, more importantly, advancing the ideal setting for children to be born, reared, and nurtured. Families are the treasure of heaven." Elder Neil L. Anderson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, Spiritual Whirlwinds, Ensign, May 2014, page 19. Elder Anderson discusses how to handle questions and concerns about difficult topics at lds.org/go/AndersonE714.
Prophetic Promise. Courage. In order for us to make the correct decisions, courage is needed. The courage to say no when we should. The courage to say yes when that is appropriate. The courage to do the right thing, because it is right. Inner courage also includes doing the right thing, even though we may be afraid, defending our beliefs at the risk of being ridiculed, and maintaining those beliefs even when threatened with a loss of friends or of social status. As we move forward, striving to live as we should, we will surely receive help from the Lord and can find comfort in His words. President Thomas S. Monson, "Be strong and of a good courage." Ensign, May 2014, pages 66, 67, and 69. Learn from President Monson how we can cultivate courage at lds.org/go/Monson2E714.
Drawing Parallels: Hastening the Work of Salvation. Some of the most important topics are addressed by more than one General Conference speaker. Here is what three speakers said about hastening the work of salvation. No matter how good your missionary message is, you may not get a chance to deliver it without consistent, persistent follow-up. Elder M. Russell Ballard. Learn more about Elder Ballard's invitation at lds.org/go/BallardE714. The Gilbert, Arizona Temple became the 142nd operating temple. When all the previously announced temples are completed, we will have 170 operating temples throughout the world. President Thomas S. Monson. Learn more at lds.org/go/Monson E714. We are to lay aside the things of the world, cleave unto our covenants, and come unto Christ and follow Him. That's what disciples do. Linda K. Burton. Watch Sister Burton's address at lds.org/go/Burton E714. How to Hold a Family Tree Gathering. We finally have the doctrine, the temples, and the technology for families to accomplish this glorious work of salvation. I suggest each family hold a family tree gathering. This should be a recurring effort. Elder Quentin L. Cook, Roots and Branches, Ensign, May 2014, page 47. Step 1. gather with your family and share histories, stories, photos, and heirlooms. Step 2. Upload stories and photos to Family Tree and connect source documents with ancestors. Step 3. Determine which ancestors need temple ordinances to be done and make assignments to family members. Find other ways Elder Cook says we can be blessed by family history at lds.org/go/cook-e714. To read, watch, listen to, or share General Conference addresses, visit conference.lds.org. End of the section, April 2014 Conference Notebook.